You know, with the healthcare debate raging, we don't hear often about survivor stories, about heroic stories, about the good jobs that the doctors are doing right now. I want to share this story with you. It's absolutely amazing. It comes from WCBSTV.com. A 56-year-old man was brought back to life after 47 minutes, 4,500 chest compressions, and 8 zaps with a defibrillator. The New York Presbyterian Hospital pulled off a true medical miracle. The story goes like this. What happens if your heart stops beating? Is it possible to survive? CBS recently met a Brooklyn man who lived after his heart quit for 47 minutes, and it's all thanks to a team of doctors who refused to give up until they brought him back from the dead. Joe Tirolosi said these doctors didn't stop, fighting through tears to find the words to describe his experience. Without them, I'm serious when I tell you, I wouldn't be here. They're saying he's a medical miracle. He has been to the edge and back, to a place most people don't return from. And I think it's a great story. It's not one that you hear about in the media too much, because all we're hearing about are the negative things, because, of course, the media likes to side with the government and say that the medical system is so broken. I think the United States, in my opinion, has the best medical system out there. Yes, I live in Canada, and yes, I'm going to take some flack from that. But the waiting lines and all the nonsense that goes on up here, we don't seem to have or hear about those problems down there. Do people deserve Medicare and get their insurance paid for them? Maybe. I'm not sure about that. But it is nice to see a story of a true miracle. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.